Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So again, the Father's kingdom is that millennial reign of Christ where we are going to observe the Lord's Supper with Jesus. It will always be that in the millennial reign of Christ. It will be that way. Turn me to Mark chapter number 14. Again, they're at the table at that last meal, so to speak. They've eaten the Passover. In verse number 22, Mark chapter 14, verse number 22. And as they did eat, again, remember, this is a Jewish feast, the Passover. They're observing the Passover. And while they're eating, Jesus took the bread that was there at the Passover, and he blessed it, and he broke it, and gave it to them, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Before we go any farther, you've already been here long enough in our studies to understand that by this time, Judas has left. He was there when they observed the Passover. He was there, as a matter of fact, before all that, he was there when Jesus washed their feet. Remember all that happened in the upper room? Jesus washed their feet. And Peter said, "No, you ain't gonna wash my feet, Lord." And you know how Jesus responded, you know, that you can't have no part of me. And then Peter said, "Well, just wash me all." And Jesus said, "No, just your feet need to be cleaned." And anyway, from that he went at the Passover. They're sitting around the table. And Jesus said, "One of you who sit in this table is going to betray me." And it went around the table. "Lord, is it I? Is it I? Is it I? Is it I?" And somebody said, "John, you ask him." Because John was sitting on his right side. And as we read this, and Jesus said, "It's the one who I dipped this biscuit in the gravy." It wasn't a biscuit, but you understand. "Who I dipped this bread into the sop with, it's who I give it to, he will be the one who betrays me." And the Bible says that Jesus dipped that into the sop, in the gravy, the bowl of gravy, which I went to a revival yesterday in Yeehaw Junction, and they had swamp cabbage. Who said, "Oh my goodness"? Oh, that was you, Florence. I believe they have swamp cabbage in heaven. Manna from heaven. That was so good. That lady fixed them wonderful. Anyway, it was all good country food there. That Jesus dipped that bread in the sop and gave it to Judas. And the Bible says immediately Judas left. And the disciples thought that Judas was going to go with his money. He was a treasurer. They thought that Judas was going to buy food for the poor. After Judas left, that's when Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper. Very important. That's a whole other lesson to learn. But you need to know that Judas was not present when he broke the bread here. Judas was already long gone and went to the priest and all and made that thing about betraying Jesus during all this. Anyway, he took bread and blessed it, broke it, gave it to them and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And took the cup, verse 23. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and they all drank of it. He said unto them, "This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine." And by the way, this was why we have grape juice and we don't serve wine. Okay, it's fruit of the vine. There's a lot of denominations and churches that actually, when they observe Lord's Supper, they have wine. That's another debatable thing. It's not debatable to me because there's a difference between wine and fruit of the vine. And they're two different words. But in the Greek language, and this is that fresh squeezed grape juice, okay? It hadn't been fermented, and this is what they were drinking. He says, "I will not drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God." So again, I want you to see some things that are happening in the millennial reign of Christ. The Lord's Supper, if we could use that term, the communion, will be taking place in the kingdom, according to Jesus' own words, that I'm going to observe this with you in the kingdom. The kingdom is the millennial reign of Christ. Why is that so important? Just like it is today, it's memorial. We will never forget what Jesus did for us on the cross of Calvary. For his shed blood, we will always remember what he did for us. The same thing with the Jewish people. It's going to be the same thing. And even he talks about the strangers and all. They'll never forget what Jesus did for them. Now, understand, and I'm going to move on. I have it written here. Just as the Lord commanded his church to continue the Lord's Supper until he comes, Israel will continue these feasts and sacrifices because he has come. Notice what I just said. We're going to do it until he comes. Israel's going to do it because he has come. And now he's ruling and reigning. It will be used as a reminder of what Christ did for them and did for us. Now, understand, it does not take away any sin. None of this takes away any sin. You read that in the book of Hebrews. Jesus Christ has already paid the price for sin. It's memorial and pictorial of what Jesus did for us. Isaiah chapter number 2. Turn back with me to Isaiah chapter number 2. I mentioned this last week. And it shall come to, verse number 2. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house, did you get that? The Lord's house is speaking of that temple. It shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. And many people shall go up and say, come, let us go unto the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. This is that temple that it's speaking about, that they built that millennial temple that we read about in Ezekiel chapter 40, 41, 42, all the measurements that it speaks of in the millennial reign of Christ. People say, we want to go up there, to the house of the God of Jacob. And again, you know I love this part. I can't get away from it. Where he will teach us his ways. We're going to learn from Jesus. Won't that be amazing? Every time I read this passage, I love to get under good Bible teaching. I've been under most all my life. My dad was the greatest Bible teacher that I knew. I got many, many, many years under him. But I tell you what, there's nobody a teacher like this teacher. Jesus Christ is going to teach us. Not only that, he's going to teach us, and we will walk in his paths. Ain't you be glad this sin nature is gone, and we're going to walk in his paths the way he wants us to go? There's a message there for you, temple. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among the nations and rebuke many people. Again, this is the millennial reign of Christ. Why is he rebuking people? Because many are not coming to Christ as Savior. We talked about that last week. And others refuse to worship. We read that in Isaiah and Ezekiel where he says, the rain, I'm going to send drought upon those Egypt or other nations that don't come up to worship. We see it here, that he shall rebuke many people. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. You cannot tell me that this time that's speaking of has ever happened, because we've always had war. There's always been fightings. It will be that way till Jesus comes. He will be the Prince of Peace. And we read here, there will be no war, no more wars. They're going to beat their swords into plowshares. Other places it's going to take, it talks about where the harvest will take, where the reaping will take, will overtake the people who are planted. How did that go, temple? They overtake it. There's so much out there that they can't get it all. You're talking about a land flowing with milk and honey. That's overwhelming with the goodness of God, okay? So we see there will be a millennial temple. Turn me back while we're there in Ezekiel 47. Also during the millennium, I mentioned a couple weeks ago, back in verse number 40, chapter 47, verse number 12, about that tree of life. That's verse number 12. And by the river upon the bank thereof, and on the side of, on this side and on that side, which shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit be thereof be consumed, and it shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because of their waters they issued out of the sanctuary, out of that temple, and that fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine. Again, we mentioned last week, where the people who enter into the millennium will all be saved people. And they will never die. They will live in their physical body. And Isaiah 47:12 speaks of that.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.